Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com. With me is your host, Chris Thick and Fast McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the news from Hasbro's Investor Preview event at Toy Fair 2019 is Justin Thin and Fast Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Earlier today, news surfaced from the Hasbro Investor Preview event out of Toy Fair 2019 in New York of plans for the G.I. Joe franchise laid out by CEO Brian Goldner. He stated that, "For next year, we are developing live-action films, G.I. Joe and Micronauts. For 2021, we're working on an animated CG 3D My Little Pony feature film and a live-action Dungeons & Dragons film. Our funding model will vary between films. G.I. Joe already has funding and we will likely not contribute. For other live-action projects, we may fund up to 50% of the production budget, recognizing more modest budget model that we've established with both Bumblebee and the 2017 My Little Pony animated feature. This may suggest that Hasbro will have less creative control over the films than in previous situations. He has also revealed the new logo for G.I. Joe, which is a return to the original Real American Hero design. I'm sure we will get more info as the weekend progresses, but for now, Justin, what are your thoughts regarding this statement? Is it just more of the same here, or can we take something from the statement and logo reveal?"
Well, I think the fact that he's really confirming the 2020 release, he didn't say March 2020, so it probably isn't maintaining that specific release date, but he's maintaining 2020 in general, which I think goes a long way towards saying that, yes, this is fully moving forward and they are pretty much committing to it. I mean, if he's giving that to his, you know, to his stockholders, then that's, you know, a pretty good sign they're on track to actually make that goal, because you don't typically want to be making proclamations to your stockholders that you're not going to come through on. So I feel pretty good about that. It is interesting that he mentions, you know, he gets pretty specific about funding. It says G.I. Joe's already got funding, it sounds like, and they're not contributing. So whether that means, you know, Paramount is basically funding the whole ball of wax, I mean, maybe that is what that means. I'm not too worried about creative control. I mean, I don't really know how much creative control they had for the other films, or if they did have any, whether they truly exercised it.
Yeah.
So, and to be honest with how Hasbro's kind of handled the brand lately, maybe them not having creative control is okay. You know, so I don't know. I'd be interested to know. I don't know if there's ever been any statement made about what kind of creative control they had over Bumblebee, because that would have me lean one way or the other. If they did have creative control over Bumblebee and kind of pushed through some of the more fan-friendly elements, you know, like the Cybertron battle or anything like that, I might be more inclined to put a little bit extra faith in Hasbro's creative control. If they didn't, then I wouldn't really be too worried about it. But I'm hoping they've learned some lessons from, you know, G.I. Joe, you know, Rise of Cobra and Retaliation, and learn some lessons from their warm reception of Bumblebee, so that they can kind of lead more towards fan-friendly fare.
Yeah. I mean, when I hear creative control in these situations, I basically hear them signing off yes or no about some written aspect, or maybe even trying to push some characters through that are on their toy line radar. But I must admit, I think the decision to go back to the logo, the kind of you know, more classic logo, I think that's a definite kind of thumbs up from me, because the last couple of, like, I don't know, I always feel like some of the designs that they kind of pull through for some of these films are dated very quickly. Feel like the logo for Rise of Cobra and then going into Retaliation, I already feel like that kind of, I suppose, kind of sub logo they've got for, like, the kind of emblem that they've been putting on all the figures and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's cool and all, but, like, I kind of feel that it's already dated, and definitely the G.I. Joe element, where it's all kind of, like, spiky and kind of metallic. It's just, I love the fact they've even wiped the colors off it. It's just like a white standard G.I. Joe logo.
Right. Yeah, I like that kind of vintage inspired logo. That does give me a little bit of hope that, you know, they're at least looking towards that for inspiration.
Yeah, well, let's hope this one does hark back a little bit more to the kind of vintage feel, and we get that kind of atmosphere in this upcoming Snake Eyes movie. Also, it was mentioned that the Micronauts are still on for a 2020 release as well. Thoughts on that?
No, I'm excited to see what they do with it. I'm still curious, as, you know, we all were leading up to Bumblebee, whether or not that whole Hasbro cinematic universe idea is still going to be woven throughout these various films. I mean, certainly they kind of lost an opportunity to do that with Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Considering the Snake Eyes film is a prequel and kind of back in time, I'm not sure how they would. I think it's probably also a soft reboot, but I just think it would be challenging for them to weave Micronauts into that whole universe. You know, I suspect they're going to at least try to err on the side of realism a little bit with Snake Eyes, and with no mention of either Visionaries or Mask. It just doesn't seem like, you know, that's at the top of the priority list.
I imagine Mask could work further in down the line. The other ones, yeah. I'm still struggling to work, you know, Visionaries and Micronauts works probably so much better within like a Transformers setup.
Definitely.
In space, you know, and then you're talking about like, I don't know, G.I. Joe being Star Brigade and Space Force again, aren't you really?
Yep.
Which I wouldn't be too bothered about, actually.
They go straight from a Snake Eyes solo movie to Star Brigade.
Could you imagine? And then Ninja Force immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously we're going to be getting more news from Toy Fair over the weekend, and it's going to be coming thick and fast. We've actually got a few more things that we've got to discuss. But for now, thank you for jumping on, Justin.
Sure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.